This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Joining us now is the chairman of the AAFC, Robbie Crayham. Robbie, thank you so much for coming on Evenings on FNR.
No problem. Thank you for having me, Lloyd.
Robbie, what did you make of Chris Nicu's comments at the weekend at the Writers' Festival?
I'd agree with Chris's comment and that we need to have a second division competition that's financially viable. I think the comment in relation to 2034, I think was disappointing. But, you know, in that context, I've had a discussion with a couple of the FFA directors and really we're focused on getting a second division up and running and as well as having that discussion in relation to promotion relegations.
Robbie, it's Athos here, and we know the AAFC, as well as a number of other great organisations in football, have been working towards this second division for quite some time. There is that working group. Do we know when we will have a blueprint or a paper to see how this can start going?
Look, we're committed to, I mean, the working group's met now on three occasions, and there's further work to happen. Our intention is, by the end of this month, is to have what we call a white paper that could go towards supporting the new league working group. And the intention that really for us is by the end of June is to have a model ready to go out to the clubs and see some expressions of interest. So we're working on some tight timeframes. We've set ourselves the goals. AAFC hasn't wavered from getting a second tier of the championship, as we've called it, up and running. And, you know, we have to get that up and running before we, you know, without that, there's no dialogue about promotion relegation because there's nothing to talk about.
And Robbie, do you think some of the clubs that originally bidded for an A-League licence might be in the discussion for a second division spot?
I think there's a lot of people who have shown interest. Some of the existing NPL clubs, some clubs that some organisations that looked at, when they were bidding for an A-League licence. I think there's a whole wide range. There's no doubt there is interest in organisations and clubs who want to be involved in a second division. What we need to do is make sure we develop the model that can be sustainable, give the opportunities to those clubs, but also we need to make sure that we're providing the opportunities for those clubs who aspire to go to a high level to be able to use the second division as a platform. I think what we're also talking about, there's no doubt the A-League wants to expand and it wants to get to a 16-team competition. So I think there's more greater opportunities for expansion and promotion within the A-League before we start talking about relegation.
And, of course, we are speaking with the AAFC chairman, Robbie Crayham, who joined us on Evenings on FNR to discuss all things second division, which is an exciting development in Australian football. What's the dialogue been like, Robbie, between yourselves and the FFA? We know Remo Nogareto is heading the working group and has had been involved in a lot of the discussion in the second division. So what's the dialogue been between yourselves and the FFA in relation to this?
We've got a great working relationship, Remo and I, and even we had a long chat again today about it. And we haven't lost sight of what we need to get done. And, I think from where we were 17 months ago when the AAFC launched its blueprint or draft for the championships to where we are today. We've made incredible headroad and where today discussions are, we're looking at completing a document and a process where we will have a blueprint for a second division that will be tested. But most importantly, it will end up being a financially viable that we'll need to get interest from clubs. So the FFA through Remo have been very proactive and working side by side with the AAFC to deliver what we set out 18 months ago. And I think from the game's perspective, everyone realises that we need a second division. There's no question about it. I haven't met anybody that says we don't need one. I think the game needs a second division more than anything else. And I think that will further add interest to not only the A-League, but right across the board. So I think we've got all the right people behind it. Now we're just going to make sure we make it happen. And that's what we're focused on. And with the FFA and also the state federations have been very much on board with it. We're united in making sure that we get it up and running.
And Robbie, realistically, when do you see promotion and relegation coming in if 2034 is a bit too far away?
Well, I think we've got to put it into context. The A-League clubs are currently 11 going to 12 in 2020. They want to expand to 16 teams. There's a new television negotiation broadcasting deal to happen, I think it's 2023. So they've got to get themselves into a viable financial modelling process where the next television contract can support an A-League. You get a second division up and running, let's call it, if not 2020, talk of 2021. You're in 2021. You're talking within a within the next 5-6 years before anything could happen. But you're talking then about offering those clubs in the second division, hopefully an opportunity that if they're good enough, they're given an opportunity to be part of an expansion of the A-League. But both leagues have got a lot of work to get done and then create a model that how the promotion relegation works. And that's one thing that hasn't happened as yet. You know, we're talking about promotion relegation, but we haven't actually sat down as a group between all parties to say, how does promotion relegation work? What needs to happen? What is the criteria? I mean, so at the moment, from a AAFC perspective, we're focused on getting the championship up and running. There is no doubt there's an acknowledgement under FIFA Statute 9 that we need promotion relegation. We then need to sit down with the relevant parties, work together and say, how's it going to work? What's it going to look like? And I have not had a negative feedback from the A-League clubs about it, promotion relegation. The only question is, let's sit down at a point of time and work how it's going to happen. But we definitely need a second division financially viable to even start having that dialogue.
And we know a second division will work towards providing so many great pathways for footballers. We've seen fantastic developments with NPL players transitioning into the A-League, and we hope to see more of that as the gap is bridged. And Robbie, for new football fans, how do you feel a second division will work toward attracting them who might be more inclined to follow an A-League club?
Well, you've got to look at you looked at most of the clubs that have put a hand up in the second division already involved in community football through NPL. So you've already got kids already playing the game, both the boys and girls, who already associate themselves with a club. And what you're trying to do is get those people to start, have the vision that they can start at a club and under six and work their way through. But what you're also trying to do is engage with the whole football community is by having that linkage and rewarding clubs who provide players. And, I think what it does, it gives people hope. And when you give people hope, they'll follow it. At the moment, if you're a young player playing the game, what do you see? You see the A-League as the highest league, but how do you get there? And when you look at how many spots are available, there's more chance of me winning lotto than making it into the A-League. So it's about giving hope, giving opportunities, and engaging with the community. And I think that's the biggest thing the second division will create. It will actually put the heart and soul back into football, because it is those clubs are the whole heart and soul of football.
Well, Robbie, thank you so much for joining us on Evenings on FNR to give us that update as to where you're at and, put some of those comments about promo and rel to bed for the time being. And we look forward to chatting to you again sometime soon.
Louise, I just one more. When you look at it, 17 months ago, no one thought that we'd be talking about having a second division. In 17 months, we've got to where we are. I think people have just got to have the belief that there are enough people fighting for the game, as well as knowing that promotion and relegation is an integral part of the game. Who knows where we're going to be in 2 years' time? We're confident that we'll end up what is best for football, and there will be promotion and relegation once we get a financially viable model, both for an A-League and for the second division.
Well, that's exactly right. There's steps in place before promotion and relegation comes into hand, and they have to be put out first.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks, Athos.